Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have produced an absolute disaster on our southern border. The crisis that is unfolding is a humanitarian crisis, it is a public health crisis, and it is a national security crisis. Just over a month ago, I led a group of 19 senators to go to our southern border. Representing Texas, I've been to our southern border many, many times. In the Rio Grande Valley, this was by far the worst I've ever seen it. Masses crossing illegally, a caravan one after the other after the other, and all of this is man-made. We saw facilities that were packed at over 1,700% their capacity in the midst of a global pandemic with a 10% COVID positivity rate in the Donna Tent facility where kids were lined up in the Biden cages. For 4 years, the press talked incessantly about kids in cages, and what was never reported is that Barack Obama built the cages, and Joe Biden is building more cages, they're bigger cages, and they're more full. In those Biden cages, we saw little boys and little girls, not 6 feet apart as you would want during a pandemic, not 3 feet apart, not even 3 inches apart, lying on the floor side by side, no beds, no mats, no cots, packed in as tight as they can be, wrapped in emergency reflective materials. Over 10% COVID positivity. The Biden administration barred the press from access. On our trip to the border, ABC News asked to embed with the 19 senators. Fox News asked to embed with the 19 senators. The Biden administration said no, and their reason was COVID. They said one cameraman from ABC was an unacceptable risk of COVID, never mind 4,200 people crammed in a facility with 10% COVID positivity. One reporter, they said, was a COVID risk. We have a number of cameramen and women standing here. You know just how ludicrous that is. By the way, the Trump administration allowed the press in. The Obama administration allowed the press in. The Clinton administration did. The Bush administration did. But not Joe Biden. Joe Biden wants the world to cover up and hide this crisis that he has created. So the 19 senators, we pulled out our cell phones and we filmed and took pictures. The Biden administration sent a political minder from Washington, D.C., who jumped in front of the camera and screamed at senators, do not show these images to the American people. All of this is man-made. Three decisions Joe Biden made. Halting construction of the wall on week one in office. Reinstating the failed policy of catch and release, and most indefensibly, ending, ripping up the international agreement Remain in Mexico that had produced last year the lowest rate of illegal immigration in 45 years. Remain in Mexico was an incredible success, so what did Joe Biden do? Ripped it up, and we have right now today the worst illegal immigration in 20 years. 178,000 people came in last month, the month of April. We're on a path to 2 million people, and it's getting worse. This month is worse than last month. Last month was worse than the month before. Every month it's getting worse because they're not fixing it. But as it's getting worse and worse, the corporate media has stopped covering it. You turn on the 6 o'clock news and suddenly the Biden border crisis has disappeared. Now, I recognize there are other crises. We've got a gas crisis playing out. We've got a war in the Middle East. We may have an inflation crisis coming. I agree. Biden policies are failing across the board, economically, domestically, and abroad. But that doesn't mitigate the disaster that's playing out on our southern border. In over 100 days in office, Joe Biden has not been to our southern border. Biden named Kamala Harris as in charge of the border. She has not been to the southern border once as vice president. I would say to the folks in the media, anytime you're standing in front of the president or vice president, the very first question should be, why haven't you gone to the southern border to see the crisis, to see the little boys and little girls being physically abused, sexually abused, because of your policy failures? And by the way, the reason they don't go, there's an answer to this, is they know if they go, they'll bring TV cameras. They know if they go, the press will be forced to cover it. Kamala Harris has been to the Canadian border as vice president, but not the southern border. The last I checked, we don't have a crisis of thousands of Canucks coming south across the border. This is a dereliction of duty. It is deliberate, and they don't intend to fix it. They don't intend to fix it because they have promised the radicals they will have open borders and they will not enforce our laws. And that is endangering the people of my home state of Texas. It's endangering people all across the country. It is unacceptable. It is inhumane. And it's wrong.
Now, isn't that the truth, folks? The whole time that Trump was in was our president, the Democrats tried to impeach him not just once, but twice, and they failed twice, and they were getting ready do it a third time, and they're holding off on that third time in case they couldn't pull off the cheat. But since they pulled off the cheat, they didn't have to do that third time. Telling us that Trump was doing everything wrong. Trump was doing everything bad. Trump was destroying this nation. But what is O'Biden doing? Now, I did an update on Thursday, and one of the thing that I talked about was a news story from Newsmax that talked about five abandoned migrant girls, all under the age of seven, were discovered this last Sunday, by a farmer in Quemado, Texas, near the Rio Grande. And Representative Tony Gonzalez, Republican of Texas, says enough is enough. But apparently it's not. Because I posted my update. I posted it to Facebook, posted it to probably about 30 or 40 pages on groups on Facebook. One of them was Megyn Kelly Facebook group. They've got a bunch of liberals in there. And when I talked about these five abandoned migrant girls were left out in the desert. Folks, this time of year, the desert down there has temperatures that reach 100 degrees easy. They could have died easily. One of them was 11 months old, folks. But concern for these little girls, one of them was naked, and because she was 11 months old, couldn't do anything but cry and crawl around. Thankfully, a farmer down there, baby girls, hungry and crying, he said one was naked and was crawling because she was too young to walk. And Gonzalez tweeted a photo of the girls Sunday night with the caption, "Take a good, hard look at the hashtag Biden border crisis." These young girls were found outside a ranch near Comodo, Texas, in hashtag Texas 23. The Del Rio Sector Border Patrol tells me they are uninjured, healthy, and in good spirits. At POTA, enough is enough. Let's work together to solve this crisis. The farmer said it was very hot outside. He provided them with shelter and gave them some food before authorities arrived. Folks, these girls were from 11 months to 7 years old. What did the liberals on the Megyn Kelly group do? Girls were no concern to them. With a question about Trump arresting a person who was putting water out there for the people who were coming across passed illegally, and Trump arresting him and throwing him in jail. Says, doesn't that bother you any? Well, the problem is it came from a liberal site. So we don't know if this is true or not. We don't know if this actually happened. But that's what he was concerned about. All this deal was concerned about. Not the little girls that were left out there and abandoned by the coyotes who decided to just leave them out there in the desert where temperatures reach 100 degrees and the little girl, 11 month old, was naked. No, he wasn't concerned about that. All he was concerned about was throwing in this thing about Trump. Trump is no longer president, for crying out loud, thanks to the Democrats' cheat. Trump is now a civilian, Democrats' cheat. And actually, since he has been not president anymore, he's been more presidential than Biden has been the whole time. Biden has all but destroyed this country's economy. Gas prices have gone up exponentially since he became president. It seems like when the Democrats take over, gas prices always go up, taxes always go up. Illegal immigration. Americans, they don't care for America. All they care about is getting people in here that can help them elect the people that they want to elect so they can do more damage to the United States. Way to go, Dave. You're an idiot. Thankfully, I don't remember that idiot's last name. I don't want to remember the idiot's last name. You talk about little girls from months to 7 years old being abandoned out in the desert, and his only concern is Trump arresting a man who was leaving water out there for them? Trump arrested the guy because Trump actually didn't arrest him. Trump had nothing to do with it. He went and gave me an article from a California station that was a CBS affiliate, which means that they were liberal to the core. Trump was not once that this man decided that it was Trump's fault that all this was going on, and he wasn't at all concerned with those little baby girls. Folks, this nation is going insane, and take this nation back. We have to take it back.
But what we saw in that Senate today was a cowardly group of Republicans who apparently have no option to do.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, he kicks.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right on to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if he lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. He would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. If I said, we're in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's amazing how people try to frame everything racially, and how they create divisions among our society.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to hour number one of NWCR Radio with your host, Robert Garding. This is Duke Brooks of Radio Free Delmarva from 92.7 WGMD, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. And I'm proud to introduce my friend Robert as we fight to protect the America we know and love. Through the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, you're listening to NWCR Radio, broadcast through the CNM network in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from our Freedom Studio. And now, here's Robert. Okay, tonight we are planning on a good amount of show with information that comes from American frontline doctors about masks, about COVID, about the things that we need to start listening to. We need to stop listening to the government because people like Fauci has now got a bid launched against him by the Republicans to oust him from the federal government, which is a good thing. Audio from America's frontline doctors. I've got one audio that was done by the lady doctor, Dr. Simone Gold, who is the one that started American Frontline Doctors. She was at my church on last Tuesday, and she gave a whole program about masks and why they are bad and why we shouldn't wear them. On the site is a thing you can go get a form that you can get onto your computer and print out. Like if you're going to go to Walmart, you can print out Walmart's name in the first thing. There's a line there that in the front line that talks about the organization, select organization, it's in red, type in Walmart, and then print that thing out. You can take it to Walmart, and this is my reason for not wearing a mask. I do not have to wear a mask. It's illegal to make me wear a mask in the first place. And now they're in the Senate, the mask mandate has been gotten rid of, and the Republicans are celebrating about this. Democrats, not so much. They're still running around with their masks on their faces, which is good. It hides their faces. So you can't see the idiocy there. But the things that's going on here, one of the things on this America's frontlinedoctors.org with Citizen Corps, Patriots United, says, when I see a face without a mask, I always approach them and say, it's so good to see your face. This always sparks a conversation with another freedom-loving patriot. From these conversations, a place to have their voice heard and come together for encouragement, and the idea of a group was born. And this was written by Dr. Simone Gold, because she's the one who started this. And it goes on to say, in order to build a base of patriots, we invited our local AFLDS physician, and AFLDS is your American Frontline Doctors, to do a presentation for our group about COVID-19. Team member took the lead to find meeting space and reserved a room at the local community center. All the other team members pitched in their own money to pay room rental. So far, we do not have any sponsors, and all our efforts are paid for by our team. And like I said, they were at my church, at Legacy Church, this last Tuesday. They gave
a thing that was after the church service, so it was pretty nice. And I got a recording from that. It's not very long. I had to record it off my phone, and my phone doesn't have that much memory left, so I recorded about a minute and 30 seconds of what she said. But what she said at that point in time was very important, and people need to listen to this. She says our goal for the event was to create a strong foundation of patriots that would carry the torch and share information within their families and inner circles. We allotted 30 minutes for visiting before the presentation so people could connect. Posted the event on Facebook and created a sign up for snacks. One of our Facebook members was very generous and donated an abundance of items from a local bakery. We asked attendees to leave their names and emails so we can invite them in the future events and remind them to join the American Frontline Doctors. Keep forgetting it when they use initials. But this place, the team met to get organized, decided to develop a strong base of patriots, and Ted Nugent is also involved in this too, to develop a strong base of patriots that are connected and ready to take a stand for freedom through the presentations from our local AFL-DS doctor. Plan to build a network on Facebook, post urgent call to action items, to connect with small business owners and let them know that we appreciate the struggle they have, and this past year, and let them know that we will support them, but we won't do business with co-conspirators. Counter misinformation by joining social media groups where we could post truth and commenting on news coverage posts with counter arguments. Now, this group has some really great ideas, folks, and it's things we actually really should masks and the law. And they say, we want you to be armed with the resources to advocate for yourself and your loved ones. Here are left templates related to mask mandates at schools and at work. Please edit the portion in red specific to you and distribute and send to principals, superintendents, Department of Education officials, managers, board of directors, etc. Put them on notice. Send on your own or unite with others, signatures in support of your movement. Informed and united people are truly the greatest threat to tyranny. And there's three links here. One is a public mask public letter for an adult. The second one is a mask public letter for children in schools. And the third one is a mask vaccine. And I've printed out several of those. They are really good. But one of the things that I found out was that we have these, I've got about four audios that I have that talk about. One of them is called Masks Do Not Work. And it's like a minute and 3 seconds long. And there's another one, Myths About Masks. And that one's about 6 minutes long, 7 minutes long. And the fourth one was from Dr. Simone Gold at my church, and it's only about a minute and 30 seconds. So, but we will be right back after these messages, and we'll get right to that.
You are listening to NWCR Radio, where the truth rings free with the voice of reason in this very unreasonable world. Conservative Nation Media, or CNM, is pleased to announce the return of Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown. Earlier this summer, Vincent took time off for the summer to do some things that he wanted to do with his family. Family is important, no matter what the left says. Now he is back.
Starting on the 19th of September, Vincent Brown is back with Black by Color Only at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturdays with the show that you all loved. Vincent has a special way to let you know just what is going on and why it is good or bad. That's Black by Color Only on CNM, where America always wins. Okay, one of the things I wanted to get in here with, last week, Black by Color Only didn't air. Vincent was sick, and he wasn't feeling good, so he stayed in bed, but he will be back again this week. Nation Media, or CNM as the network has been shortened to, is growing again. Airing on Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, we have our very own Uncle Bing Fisher back on CNM, because now is the time for this network and his show, American by Design. As before, but with more urgency than ever, American by Design is back with the mellow voice of Bing, and that voice will help keep us all informed about what the Democrats have in store for us and why we have to fight them every step of the way, because socialism is not for us, freedom is. Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, American by Design with our very own Uncle Bing Fisher back on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins. I've got some audio here from the doctors, the American frontline doctors. And the first one is simply titled, Masks Do Not Work.
We know what works. These don't work against viruses. Regular masks don't work. That's simply what it is. And it's been shown many times. It's nothing to do with COVID. COVID doesn't even factor into the equation, because for years we've been looking at these issues. So they have these spacesuits. They're called PAPRs. They're incredibly effective. They filter viruses down to, I think, the 0.01 or something like that. Basically, we have materials like N99, N100, but N95... blocks, let's say, 5%, only 5% of airborne particles can get through. But all viruses can get through, period. All viruses can get through. Now, do they get through? No, it's just like a chain link fence. If you throw sand in a chain link fence, not all the sand gets through. So I think the best example I can say is, like, the reason we wear masks and the reason I wear a mask, because the fear is so massive in this country. I wear a mask so people don't think I don't care about them, okay? But I don't wear a mask because they work.
And that's exactly it here. If you're going to wear a mask because you're afraid, wear a mask by all means. But know that they don't work. They will keep, like, pollution out. They will keep, like, airborne particles like dust and stuff like that out. But viruses, there is not a mask on the street that I see daily it works against the virus. It's like Simone Gold said, the virus is 1/1,000th of the thickness of a hair. And if you go around with a mask, you can push a hair through a mask. Viruses are so much tinier than a hair. And there is not one mask out there, the N95, it will stop everything up to 5% of the stuff in the air. It'll take 95% of it out. but it will outside when it's like 80 degrees outside. It's well known, and it would be for them too if they just listen to the science. But what they're listening to is the television. Here in Albuquerque, they have a show that I watch. I don't have cable because I don't want to pay a liberal company money to make them rich while they innate me. But the stuff that I listen to comes in over the internet, and it's free. But we have advertisements, and they have advertisements for different areas in the country. Now, if I had this TV down in Florida, I wouldn't get these commercials. I have TV here in New Mexico, where our governor has still got us locked down. She is still a tyrant. She is still saying we need to wear our masks daily. Advertisements. They use children to make you feel bad for not wearing a mask. So we're not out of the woods yet. Really? That's not what the CDC is now saying. That's not what doctors are now saying. It's like things I just got playing. N95 masks, which take 95% of everything out of the air that you breathe, do not stop the viruses. Viruses are smaller than the weave of the mask. And here's more myths about masks.
Hello, everybody. I'm Dr. Simone Gold. I'm a board-certified emergency physician and the founder of America's Frontline Doctors. I'm also Stanford University educated attorney, and we've come back with some of my group for the second White Coat Summit. We're here to speak to America just like we did on July 27th. At that time, we brought the American people truth and hope and optimism, and we're here to give you more truth and more reasons to be optimistic and to not live in fear. There continues to be a great deal of disinformation and outright censorship. Since our summit, the censorship, unfortunately, has gotten worse. Because of that, we've established a website, America's Frontline Doctors, where you can find the truth, where the truth is not censored. You can also follow most of us on social media. Today, we're going to bring you information about masks, about lockdowns, about, most importantly, early treatment, reasons to be optimistic. We're going to dispel the myths. I want to start with masks, and I start with this because there's a legal crisis, a constitutional crisis that we're not recognizing, and it is to some extent personified by the forced, mandated wearing of masks. Let's not tiptoe around the great big elephant in the room. The facts are actually not in dispute. Masks are completely irrelevant in blocking the SARS-CoV-2 virus. If you doubt that, you must watch the educational session that we've done about the myth of masks. I encourage everyone to do their own internet search and discover that prior to March 2020, there were no scientific journals that asserted that masks could keep out a virus. That's simply not how it works. A virus is 1/1000th the size of a hair. Consider what our Emperor Fauci said when asked if he's sure that masks work. Now remember, he is not new to the game. This has been his life's work for decades. There was no chance that what he said was a mistake, and there was no chance that SARS-CoV-2 is different than any other RNA virus that he has made his life's work. Dr. Fauci said, when you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it is not providing the perfect protection that people think it is, and often there are unintended consequences. What the New England Journal of Medicine, a premier medical journal, had to say about masks, the following. It is clear that masks serve symbolic roles. Masks are lucky charms that may help increase healthcare workers' perceived sense of safety and well-being. Thus, although such reactions may not be strictly logical, We're all subject to fear and anxiety, especially during times of crisis. Expanded masking protocol's greatest contribution may be to reduce the transmission of anxiety. That is per the New England Journal of Medicine. I will put it plainly to you, my fellow Americans. You have been lied to by the media. Propaganda is not a new phenomenon. Thomas Jefferson said, "The man who reads nothing at all is better educated than the man who reads nothing but newspapers." And John F. Kennedy pointed out that it does not matter if the propaganda had a sinister purpose. The great enemy of the truth is very often not the lie, but the myth, persistent, persuasive, and unrealistic. These days, Americans fall into three groups: those who recognize the propaganda, those who have been successfully propagandized, and those who don't care. We'll just leave them out of it for now. My message is for mask believers who have not yet realized that they are victims of propaganda and who also think it is no big deal to force other people to wear a mask. In fact, there are three enormous problems with masks. First, mask mandates are spreading fear and hostility that is changing American culture. We are less friendly, less interactive, more hostile, quicker to be angry with our fellow citizen. Masks are very socially divisive. There is mask shaming and mask virtue signaling. There's hashtag social compliance. And there's citizen policing of sidewalks and airplanes and restaurants. And in addition to hostility, masks bring a palpable sense of fear that is totally unwarranted by the facts. There are actual human beings who believe that others will be harmed if they don't wear a mask. And this is tragic. Second, mask mandates cause an insurmountable civil libertarian issue. In the American legal system, the government cannot force a facial covering because all rights not expressly given to the government belong to the people. The government has to neither common law nor statutory right to mandate clothing. Encroaching on a right that belongs to the people is extremely dangerous. One of our founding fathers, fourth president James Madison, said, "It is proper to take alarm at the first experiment on our liberties." We hold this to be the first duty of citizens and one of the noblest characteristics of the Revolution. The free man of America did not wait till usurped power had strengthened itself. Third, wearing masks is a national security issue. When most of the citizenry of our country can so easily be persuaded to do something that is so clearly against our own Constitution, our enemies certainly take notice. We are quite literally telegraphing our weakness and social divisiveness to our enemies. Now, to those Americans who are genuinely afraid, we are physicians. We are here to help you with these facts to reduce your fear. First, we'll do the facts, then the emotion, and then the call to action.
Okay, that was at Dr. Simone Gold, and I have a phone call. Well, my computer's slow today. Let's see if I can get this answer. Welcome to the show. Hello?
Hello, I'm just listening.
Okay, I just heard him say he was just listening, so that is good. I'm glad to have you here. But got this lady that was talking, there was Dr. Simone Gold, and she gave her references from there when she first started to talk. But she was at my church this last week, and here is something that she said that I recorded off of my phone. So it's probably not going to sound as good, but this is what she said here at the church.
Everything you're experiencing has never happened in the history of the world. The only way to explain the scope of the problem is to see it through the lens of humanity having birthed a new religion. Consider that once Christianity started to take off, quite rapidly most of the world converted. What do you think public religious feelings would have looked like back then if there had been an internet? I think it would look a lot like now, where spiritually hungry people are being indoctrinated into the religion of public health. Here's my proof that this is a new religion. First, the facts are not relevant. There is a mountain of evidence for more than a year, as well as for decades prior to this episode, that nothing about SARS-CoV-2 warrants the response it has caused. Number two, what is relevant is the belief system. People routinely say things like, I don't believe early treatment works, or I don't believe Fauci is lying, or I believe my sprite. I try so hard not to pick on him, but it's impossible. And my favorite is, I believe an experimental treatment is safer than a decades-old treatment. Totally irrational. It's not just a rejection of facts, it's an acceptance of a belief in something other than the facts. That's a religion, my friend.
She's absolutely right there. That is a religion. That's what they are trying to push this whole COVID off as a religion. They want us all to wear masks, want us all to cover our faces. People were not made to wear a mask. You wear a mask and you're going to be breathing in your own breath that you exhale. Your body exhales it to get it back in. But that's what we're being made to do, and people are actually doing this. Instead of searching through the internet or searching through papers doctors have done on this, they just blindly just, well, I'm going outside, I'll put a mask on now because I'm going to be outside. There is no logic to this. Down here in Albuquerque, in the sunshine, COVID is killed by the sunshine. Anything over 75 degrees, COVID dies. Today it was like 82 here with sunshine. People were walking around out here in the parking lot with a mask on. Drive down the street with a mask on, with the windows rolled up. The whole idea that we had, and I'm changing the subject now because if you want to go to the site that was talking about, it's called AmericasFrontlineDoctors.org, and in that we've got a section that talks about the mission statement, frequently asked questions, volunteers and careers, and then the thing with pop-down menu for citizen corps, issue briefs, civil liberties, vaccine bill of rights, stop medical disinformation, which is a big thing because a lot of the stuff coming out of our governments, especially here in New Mexico and like in California and in Michigan and New York, it's all misinformation, but we'll push it off and say that the misinformation is coming from us. No, it's not. We're not the ones who's pushing all this crap. We're not the ones who's pushing all of this stuff. And we're putting it, we're having it pushed on us like we're too stupid to realize. And the sad part about it is there's so many people who just won't even stop to think about it. It's like at the beginning of the show when I was talking about the five migrant girls from Seven Down that were abandoned in the desert out here. The only comments that I have gotten on that, hello, bringing it, boy, good to see you there. The only comments that I got on that, talking about something that supposedly Trump had done, but the article that he was quoting from didn't mention Trump at all. All it mentioned was the fact that the person who was arrested was actually doing things out there that were illegal. But it never mentioned Trump, and that's what this guy is talking about. He says, You don't care about that Trump was arresting people for leaving water out in the desert for these people. It wasn't the issue. Trump is a civilian now. It doesn't matter what he does. It does matter what Biden is doing, and Biden is completely ignoring this the southern border. To him, it's not a crisis. It's like Ted Cruz said at the beginning of the show. Kamala Harris has been put in charge of popping. Okay. Let's see if I can move my microphone and get it into a different position. Maybe it'll help. Hopefully. Did that have any? Hopefully it did. But one of the things that is going on here is that Democrats want things exactly their way. They want things their way. And they don't care what it does to the country. Oh, it didn't help, huh? Okay, maybe that did. How about that? Oh, it's cutting in and out. Huh? Well, that kind of sucks. Let me go to next bunch of commercials, and then I will be right back, and we'll see what this will get fixed.
Vietnam was the war where American troops showed valor and bravery on the battlefields, but where the enemy was nothing more than ghosts in the jungle, and they were superstitious too. This gave rise to the Vampire Patrol, six men who fought the whole war together, spreading death and destruction along with vampire voodoo lore into the ranks of the enemy with cutthroat precision and accuracy. Now, years later, Matt Joseph works as a private investigator in Tucson, Arizona, running his own business, the Matt Joseph Investigations Company. His best friend and former commander of the Vampire Patrol is chief of police of the South Tucson Police Department. The job that gets Matt on this case also brings the Vampire Patrol back from the past and places it smack dab in the middle of the present day, taking him to a small town on the Indian reservation called Lukachukai in northern Arizona. There, a mountain named Root Butte not only holds mystery, but also a dark cloud of fear that oozes out of it into the evening sky. Matt has been hired to find out what is going on without getting caught up in its death and destruction in the process. Night Owls is first in a new series of mysteries featuring Matt Joseph, Private Eye, and is on sale now at https://amazon.com/dp/1500284491. That's https://www.amazon.com/dp/1500284491. It is also available in both digital and book form. That's Night Owls, the Matt Joseph Mystery by Robert P. Garding. Order it today.
Conservatives are always fighting to find a place they can call home. And every time we find one, the leftists in this nation take that away. Well, we have a new home now, and all you have to do is go in and join. Bite Me in the Basement is that site where we can join in to get our voices heard by others who feel the same way as we do. Just join BiteMeInTheBasement.com and join us for a rousing discussion of American patriotism and become a member. Learn things that you can do to help America become great again, to stop the lawless things that are going on so we never have to see another fraudulent election like the one that put America-hating Joe Biden into the White House, and now he shouldn't even be there. That's BiteMeInTheBasement.com, and join patriotic Americans for a vision for a future America. Okay, I am back. Hopefully my microphone is sounding a little bit better now. I went and checked all my connections. They are working. They are in there. And well, hopefully I've got some stuff.
stuff here. I've got a phone call from 765 area code.
Yeah.
You're on the air.
This is Steve from Indiana. How's it going, guys?
Yeah, I figured you were in Indiana. That was my area code when I lived there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm outside of Muncie, Indiana. And so, yeah, it's definitely looking towards the end. With high vaccination rates in Israel and Europe and Western Europe and America, definitely looks like the future is going to be a totally different place. According to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, it's going to take 6 to 18 months for these vaccines to do massive damage. And so, Democrats are having these victory laps right now, but 6 to 18 months, yeah. And then once they kick in, you're going to see a changing of the global order with massive deaths in Israel, Western Europe, and the USA. And so... And it's probably going to be blamed on a variant or a new virus. I've been hearing about Ebola vaccines are being getting ready to be deployed, like they're going to. And it's very unfortunate that it definitely looks like the future is not going to be as free as we enjoyed it. It's looking like it's going to a total. It's going to be a horrific future, just like the Book of Revelation talked about. That's what it's looking like. Are you seeing it the way I'm seeing it?
Yeah, pretty much. I talked last week on my show about how in 10 years we're going to start seeing the results of what's going on now. We're going to start seeing people getting sick because of what's going on now, because of the masks that they've worn for over a year now. We're going to start seeing this in about 10 years. We're going to be seeing people dying at a young age that wouldn't have died before. We're going to be seeing all of this, and I think it's probably going to happen in about 10 years.
Yeah, 30-year study on the masks causing bacteria and pneumonia. Then you've got Child Protective Services are going to be getting involved in children that's not vaccinated. And then you've got the war between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. Then you've got the war. It's going to be pretty bad. Yeah, it's going to be pretty bad.
This last week they talked about how they've had more deaths from people who have been vaccinated than in the short period of time than they had in that same amount of time before the vaccination started. And the doctors are saying it's because of the vaccine. And the vaccine, one of the things that I found in this website that I had gone through from the America's Frontline Doctors, they've got a thing there that has a picture of a form that is all about the vaccine. And that in two places, it says that the vaccine has not been approved by the FDA, and there is no vaccine that it has been approved for COVID.
Absolutely. And then you've got the biggest promoter of all time, Donald Trump, last year. Literally doing jumping jacks for Big Pharma. And so it's like, I've got an 800-page book from medical lies going all the way back 200 years about the big fraud called Big Pharma. And all those medical schools 100 years ago, they were bought out by John Rockefeller. And he was so rich, he would donate money to the federal government. That's how rich Rockefeller was. But he bought out all of those medical schools, and they switched everything over around the time the Federal Reserve Act was signed. It was around the time they bought out those medical schools and switched everything over to pharmaceutical. And if you weren't down with Big Pharma as a doctor, you lost your job 80, 90, 100 years ago. And so that's an 800-page book in Americans Don't Know the Vaccines Been Killing People Since World War One, and they don't know. Unfortunately, people just want to watch the mainstream media, work their job, enjoy their Netflix, and, you know. Yeah.
Well, the thing that's going on now is that with this vaccine, it's totally different from the vaccines that they've done before, like the measles vaccines and the vaccine for the cold and things like that, that they came out with the seasonal flu. What they do is they use a live virus and actually give you the vaccine that would actually give you the virus so your body could work on it. Well, this vaccine they're using now, it's all it is just experimental, and it's a dead vaccine. It's not a live one.
Yeah, I mean, one of the biggest secrets of all time is that infectious viruses don't even exist. That was one thing that a lot of people don't understand. The germ theory goes back 160 years ago, but on his deathbed, Louis Pasteur, he told his family, it's about the terrain theory, which is opposite of the germ theory. It's about nutrients. You need 90 nutrients, rest, sleep, stress, management.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big thing. And then vaccines go all the way back to ancient Africa. It's not about a vaccine. It's just we don't qualify for one because the quality of our water is good. Hygiene is good in the USA. We don't qualify for them. But, yeah, they had smallpox vaccines back in ancient Africa. It wasn't in a, you know, in a needle like it is today. They would just open up the flesh and transfer to newborns and transfer to other people. They had an ancient way of doing the vaccine, but the ingredients, the mRNA, the cancer virus, it's the ingredients that's deadly. That's the main problem. See, the elite, you're a billionaire, you can get a pure vaccine. But the way to control people is to have a virus that doesn't even exist. Now, there's a movie called The Island about a fake virus controlling the minds of people, because the elite doesn't have to worry about their family members and friends getting infected by a virus that doesn't exist. And then all they have to do is tell them, don't get the vaccine. So that's where I'm looking at it, because when you really look into it, the infectious disease is really, and then people say, what about measles? But all those same kids that had a chicken pox in the house, they were eating the same food, drinking the same water. You got famous virologist Stefan Lenka in Germany offered $100,000 if he can prove that an airborne virus exists. He was offering prizes. It went to court. And there's a lot of fraud regarding airborne viruses, major fraud. And so,
well,
but that's why this 800-page book, is important, because people don't know what Big Pharma did to change everything. They have no idea. They're more interested in playing video games and watching Netflix.
Yeah, they don't want to do any research on their own. And, you know, the bad part of that is like the group that I talked about tonight is America's Frontline Doctors. They've got all the information you really need on their site. And they've done all the studies and they've done all of that, but then they get people like Don Lemon on CNN and CNN pushing these things that they're, you know, everything that the Republicans are doing is horrible. Everything the Democrats are doing is just absolutely perfect. We need to follow what the Democrats are doing. Well, if we did, we'd destroy this country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and because they hate Christians. See, what they did, back in the 70s, they had an agreement with China, you know, Rockefeller. They agreed to the one-child policy. And so the globalists see this as human sacrifice. You know, they worship Satan. They're worshiping pagan gods and all that stuff. So when people die or you have a one-child policy like in China, and that was a negotiation between David Rockefeller and China, you guys do the one-child policy. We reward you for those human sacrifices by shipping these industry jobs over to China. And because we don't want the Christians in America prospering from these manufacturing jobs anymore. We're tired of these Christians having these good jobs. That's kind of what happened. They want to destroy the Christian nations. We look at Christian nations across the world. They're heavily in debt. They want to destroy the Christian nations. They're tired of you guys talking about Jesus. And so the way to do that is to increase the prosperity of atheist nations like Russia and China, and use the Arabs as the shock troops, because that was another psychological operation with 9/11 and us going to Iraq and Afghanistan, is you create extremists. That way the globalists can use them in the future as shock troops by having them migrate to Europe. So, but the psychological operations are so strong, you know, the people, I mean, good luck having people kind of understand. Same thing with the gasoline shortage. Like, I'm supposed to believe that these oil companies are so dumb that a pipeline can be hacked, and I'm supposed to really believe a pipeline can be hacked? Really?
Well, I was listening to an article today, or reading an article today, and it was written by a guy who actually worked for these companies. And he says, there's no way this could have happened. And essentially all it is just another way for the Democrats and the people in charge to control the people. And that's all it is. I have to take a break here because at the beginning of the second hour, so I had to do my second hour intro. So I will be right back.
All right.
For a truthful change of pace, tune into Conservative Nation Media, where America is the good guy and illegals and terrorists are not. In the world of business, it is always exciting to announce the formation of a new one and an LLC to boot. Enter now, Eye in the Sky Drone Services, LLC, based out of Jamestown, Indiana, but working out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87112. With drones being the big up-and-coming billion-dollar industry, Eye in the Sky has gotten in close to the ground floor, and the possibilities are almost endless. From photography and weddings from above, to photographing homes for realtors, all the way to mapping, Eye in the Sky Drone Services, LLC, affiliated with Garden Graphics and Printing, can attain all your needs in photography from a perspective that was hard to attain to before without a good amount of risk to your employee. That's Eye in the Sky Drone Services, LLC at 505-317-8741 or email us at guardingr@reagan.com. That's guardingr@reagan.com. And the phone number again is 505-317-8741. We are your one-stop shop for drone services and printing needs. Give us a call. We do it all.
Molon LeVay Challenge Coins and Wares. Similar to challenge coins used by various military units, these MLCCW coins are ideal for anyone that champions the right to keep and bear arms by highlighting the Second Amendment and the Greek phrase Molon LeVay, which translated means come and take them. Come check out our pro-freedom, pro-liberty, and pro-Second Amendment coins and shirts at MLCCW.com. That's MLCCW.com.
Please don't do anything you will never live to regret.
Angry blowback for the downing of Ukrainian passenger jet gathering momentum in Tehran.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert Garding. This is Kathy Henners of Daily Roll Call, and we need more voices like Robert who aren't afraid of the wrath of the left, even when the truth is told and it doesn't fit their agenda. Now, with Biden in charge, this is more imperative than ever. From New Mexico in CNN's Freedom Studio comes the second hour of the show. And now, here again is Robert.
Okay, we're back. I still have a person from Indiana on the line. You still there?
Right here with you. Yeah.
Okay. We're back.
Definitely going to be a future. Definitely going to be a crazy nutcase future, I tell you.
Well, you know, the one thing that I remember about Indiana was that they pretty much stayed open. They didn't close down like New Mexico, because I moved back here, and we've been one of the three most down states in the nation, in California and New York, and I guess Michigan's in there too. But how's Indiana going with that? Are they opening more or?
Yeah, they never really. I mean, they did force some companies to work from home, but never really had a hardcore New York, California-style lockdown. So the only thing that's changing now is a lot of businesses not requiring any masks. I mean, you saw the CDC update on that. Unfortunately, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, you know, people... holistic doctors are projecting around 300,000 deaths towards the end of this year, a month, due to the vaccine. So then they'll spin it and say, look, they died from the variant, and we need a new lockdown at the end of this. You know, so I'm thinking they're going to call for a new lockdown. And you've probably heard what the economist said. You know, we have to lock the country down again. The economy is finished. So
yeah.
And then they'll say, hey, we can't manage, we can't afford these viruses. We need a global response. We need a new world order in order for us to be able to afford to take care of these virus situations. So that's what I'm looking for. And then possibly one of these alien type of, see, they've got holograms they can put on these fighter jets. They can kind of make a fighter jet look like an alien spacecraft with holograms.
Yeah.
It could see like a fake alien invasion, like Ronald Reagan talked about in the 80s, an extraterrestrial threat that would bring the world together. They really want this new world order, and I'm thinking it's either they'll go the virus route or they'll go in this the alien route. They do have hybrid animal. They had human-animal hybrids. That does exist. But as far as like extraterrestrials, it's demons trying to present themselves to humanity as extraterrestrials. It's not like a true alien type movie, biological extraterrestrial. They're just demons trying to trick humanity.
Yeah.
That's all there is. Yeah. There is no extra.
And the Bible actually tells us that's going to happen too.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's going to be weird. And then the Roswell, New Mexico, Russia sent a drone over. And from what I was hearing, they had dead teenagers. They took their skin and radiated it and made these dead teenagers look like they were aliens on a drone.
I have heard that one.
Yeah.
Roswell, yeah, I haven't heard that one, although I only live about 200 miles from Roswell right now. So And I've been down there a lot. It's actually for Roswell, the alien thing with the spaceman, all that stuff, big industry in that town. But it's something that they do annually at the time that that spaceship crashed. But there was another spaceship that crashed there too, that the just totally ignored. And this one was in 49, and they got, I think, 7 bodies from that one.
Yeah, and they love to deceive people. And so taking dead teenagers and radiating their skin and turning them to look like gray aliens, I can definitely see that.
Yeah.
Especially if they're already dead, because they love to deceive people. They really do. They love to deceive people. And so the future is going to be, it's going to be fascinating. Oh. It's just, I don't think, it's just not going to be fun, but yeah, they hate Christians and they want to get rid of us, unfortunately.
Well, that's the whole thing about here is until this last week when I did my show, the governor had just opened up the state to the point where churches were allowed to meet again at 100%. Now, the governor says you go to church, go to church 100% capacity, but you still have to social distance and you still have to wear masks. Well, church, which is kind of hilarious, but my church has been open since the very beginning, and the governor has fined the church that I go to something like $15,000 now, which they're not going to pay. And other churches are finally starting to open up, but there's so many of them that just stayed closed. And to me, that was totally wrong, because Americans need their churches. They really do. And when the government shut us down and then churches followed with that, that was wrong. And that's one of the reasons why I started going to the one I'm going to now. But they had this last Tuesday, they had this lady from the America's Frontline Doctors, and she talked about the 10 medical facts regarding the COVID-19 experimental vaccines. They are experimental. And she said in that number one was they are not acting like vaccines according to the common definition of a vaccine. And it's like I said, they're not using live cultures in this. They're dead vaccines.
Absolutely.
And the thing is, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. If they're dead ingredients like soft kills, like vaccines could take 50 years, be deadly in 30 years. Adding cancer viruses to like vaccines manufactured before 1980 called SV40. We've had, so even the polio vaccine caused a lot of problems in people, but around World War I was when they started adding these soft kill that can take a long time. Then you used to be able to detox from the vaccines, where you used to be able to do a detox to get the mercury and thimerosal and the deadly ingredients out of the body. You can't detox from this.
No,
some people do claim the nutrient boron, B as in Bob, O-R-O-N, will help like get rid of the nanomachines inside your body. Some people are claiming that, but this one's totally different because this is not like one from 60 years ago that you could detox from. But it was a soft kill, so the reason Americans only thought, okay, well, my child got vaccinated and didn't have any problems. I got the polio vaccine 60 years ago. I didn't have any problems. So they'll think they're really a good thing, but what they were doing was taking years off their life. They were taking years off their life by making their bodies toxic, destroying their gut bacteria. You know, these vaccines were causing damage, a lot of people didn't know that, so they kept thinking along the term that these are good things. And your body needs 90 nutrients. I mean, even with the bubonic plague, if they had 90 nutrients, if you look at the old viruses like the bubonic plague, zinc would have completely, if zinc was available in Europe, it completely wiped out the bubonic plague and got rid of it. And so it's just unfortunate. And they always bring up the Spanish flu. Well, a lot of people don't know there was a lot of vaccination going on at that time. Plus, they were taking a lot of Tylenol and aspirin back at that time in World War One when the Spanish flu was going on. Then you had electromagnetic frequency changes with the radio, the TV signal. But it takes a lot of research to understand all of that, but the distractions of Netflix and video games, and people expect to just watch the mainstream media, get their 15 minutes of news, and, you know, going about their lives. And you really got to do deep research to understand is how dangerous Big Pharma is. Big Pharma is very dangerous. I've been in the holistics for 14 years. I found out Big Pharma couldn't help me with my upper respiratory infection. And that's how I found out about holistics. And after fruits and vegetables pretty much healed my problem, never went back to deal with Big Pharma ever since.
Things that they try to shut down is like if a celebrity actually goes against the narrative, then they try to shut them down. The one I found today was Eric Clapton. And he got the COVID vaccination, and he said, I should never have gone near the needle. And he says, I'm an old timer. I have survived with great help, addiction, and alcoholism, and stand now in the greatest dilemma of my life. I've inwardly stood against our elected leaders since Brexit and initially doubting their integrity and character. Now, he's out of England, but he said that one of the things he said is that he's been a rebel all his life and against tyranny and arrogant authority, which is what we have now. He said, he's saying, where have all the rebels gone? And essentially that's a great question, because everybody just kind of fell in line and put on their masks and just followed the mandates of the governor. And here in Mexico, even Walmart had these signs up there said it was due to state law, you must wear a mask. No, it was not state law. It was just a mandate. And all it is just a suggestion. It's not a law. And most people thought it was, because this wouldn't rebel or take into context of what was really actually happening.
Absolutely. And junk science. Like, see, and when you think about a doctor, when you say the word, I'm a doctor, I'm a medical doctor, people think about, okay, they went to college 12 years, they're prestigious, they make a lot of money, they're your upper class citizens of society. What they don't know is a lot of what they learned in school is junk science that doesn't really work. They learn very little about nutrition, but because they have that title, Dr. Fauci has that big title. And also, he was the one behind the AIDS epidemic as well. The same PCR test that they used during the AIDS epidemic, they're using right now. And the psychological operation behind that one was the toxic drug AZT that was killing a lot of people. And so the reason Magic Johnson, the basketball player, he's doing good as he's aging is because he never took that toxic drug AZT. See, they wanted holistics to be for the CIA, for the Illuminati. They wanted their people, their internal people, to enjoy holistics, their billions. They wanted the American people and the rest of the world to be on Big Pharma. eating genetically modified soy and corn, and soy is very, very deadly. It should be fermented. That's what the Japanese, they eat it fermented. Unfermented soy is very dangerous, but they put it in your bread. Look on your bread product. They probably have it right there with you in the house. Look on the back of the bread package. It has ingredients, soy. It's all in the mayonnaise and salad dressing. Soy. And that was a prison. They did an experiment on prisoners before they decided to add it to the food of the American people. These ingredients were beta tested on prisoners. So the psychological operations, people don't understand that. They just take it lock and barrel. I mean, you probably remember 20 years ago when they promoted health soy as a health food 20 years ago. It's great. It's soy. Come buy it today.
And people will follow that kind of thing. You know, they'll have a doctor say, well, soy is good for you, but they will do the same thing when it comes to, like, lockdowns. But when a doctor tells them that lockdowns were not feasible for seasonal viruses like the influenza or COVID-19, they wouldn't believe them. And when doctors would say lockdowns didn't work, is Sweden, who didn't lock down, they don't believe them. But it's right there. All they have to do is look. You know, Florida didn't lock down. They're doing fine now.
Absolutely. You know why Sweden didn't lock down? Because a lot of rich billionaire people moved their entire families from America to Sweden. And as they were moving, they were telling people, America is not going to be the same country it once was. So we're moving to New Zealand. We're moving to Sweden. We're teaching our child the Chinese language. Because China, we need our children to be able to learn, know how to speak English and Chinese, Mandarin, because China is the future of the world. And so, yeah, a lot of rich people, they moved out of this country. They said America is not going to be the same, so we're relocating. So, yeah, Sweden didn't lock down because the elite never wanted them to lock down.
Exactly.
So they got to enjoy
and
all
on top of that. And on top of that, here in the United States, the people were just blindly following what was going on. And it's like from this site that I've got here, the America's Frontline Doctors, one of the things they say is lockdowns are illegal. There is no legal precedent or legal authority for the United States government to lock down its citizens. The United States Supreme Court has ruled with Sheldon versus Tucker in 64 U.S. 479 in 1980 that the government cannot broadly curtail personal liberty, and that's exactly what they did here, and the people allowed it.
Yeah, absolutely. And think about the vote, for example. I mean, right in front of the whole world, massive vote fraud. And look what happened. And I think the reason they did it so blatant is because they want a civil war. They want the two political parties to go to civil war against each other. You know, I've been hearing China wants to break the country up into two different countries. But to me, they want, you know, they want civil war. Kind of to me, that's why they did this so blatantly in front of everybody. And I think the reason they were so mad at Trump in 2016 is because their vote fraud machines they did not factor in the rural communities and the rural vote that Trump had got on an unprecedented level. Their vote fraud calculations did not calculate that anomaly, so that's why they lost 2016. So your country's been infiltrated. I've been hearing the FBI, they took that evidence and shredded it. And the courts, they threw out those court cases, and the FBI shredded all that vote fraud evidence. Now, in Arizona, they're going to do a cover-up, and that's what they're doing right now. ABC News, they're doing a cover-up on what's going on in Arizona. They're saying, hey, we can't trust this recount because the Republicans are not transparent. That's what they're reporting right now for Arizona.
Yep.
They think the mainstream media can protect their fraud. They think the mainstream media can protect them from going to jail, because if the American people don't know anything about it, they figure we don't have to acknowledge it.
You know, and it's the same thing as what I was about that article that they started to show out about the five young girls that were abandoned in the desert. The very first comment that I thought from that was something about supposedly what Trump had done. And they gave me this article where they got this information from, and Trump was not mentioned in it one time. But they were so concerned about Trump doing this certain person, which never even mentioned Trump, but they didn't care about the five little girls, and one of them was 11 months old, that were abandoned out in the desert of Texas down there. And it gets hotter than hell down there in the desert. And they should have concern about that, but all they had concern, one little girl had concern about was Trump. And something he could throw at me about Trump. And most people will not fight them on stuff like that. And a lot of people don't think that they need to, because they don't want to drop themselves down to the level of stupidity that these people are showing.
And I think the objective with the migrants is to have Al-Qaeda come into the country with everybody being distracted with, whether if it's power outages or they're distracted by COVID-19, is have Al-Qaeda and ISIS come into the country. Because I think the reason the media is targeting white people is because they see Christians and Christian white people as a threat to the globalists, to the global order. And so,
absolutely,
I think that goes into why we spent. Because I was like, why did we spend so many years in Iraq and Afghanistan? It's to create extremists and then import them in the country in the future to help with reducing the population, annihilating white people, and they're probably thinking a lot of white people are not going to get the vaccine. And they probably calculated that. So there was a Jewish woman talking about that white people are not going to do what we asked them to do. So this Jewish woman was like, we need to annihilate white people. And I was like, wow. I mean, she talked about that we need to kill off white people. They're not going to do what Big Pharma and what the global order wants them to do. They're not going to mask up. They're not going to take their vaccines. You know, they're going to do, you know, that white people are going to do what they want to do. So all this division is to totally, you know, annihilate every Christian on the planet. And they're correct. It is a new world order. It's a total new world order. I mean, there's nothing old world about this situation.
No, there really isn't. And you know, one of the things that really got me going, this whole thing, the fact that I used to live in Indiana and I enjoyed my freedom there, and then I moved back here to New Mexico, and it's like a totally different planet.
It's a blue state, isn't it? I forgot.
Very blue state, and the sad part about that is, like, in the election for Trump, the whole bottom two-thirds of the state was all red.
Mm-hmm.
The top one third was the blue part. It had Albuquerque and Santa Fe and Taos, and all the bigger cities of New Mexico were there. Well, that's what elected, you know, how Biden took this state, was just that top one third of the state. That's where the population was.
Yes, sir. And I've also been hearing about a lot of vote fraud in California as well. See, we shouldn't automatically think that New York, California, and Illinois are just super liberal. There may be, I've been hearing about vote fraud going on over the years to maintain
those
states being blue.
I have a guy in the chat room on one of the phone lines is actually from California. California was blue only on the coast. Went to the inland part of California and it was all red.
Yeah, I've been hearing. In Dominion, that they are the number one enemy. They refuse to release the evidence that we need to at Dominion. And I think their headquarters in Italy, because people are doing running traces trying to find out who was running Dominion, where they're located, their headquarters, and trying to find out what's going on
in Germany.
Germany. Yeah.
And so, Mexico used, wow. Yeah, New Mexico actually used Dominion machines, and they had a big to-do about that year too, but nothing ever happened because we got a liberal governor who is a tyrant, and she's got everything locked down in Santa Fe, and she's got the rest of us locked down too, and she says, must wear masks no matter where we go, and I don't, but most people do. Because they're just scared to death from everything that they've been told by the liberal media.
Anybody confront you and call you, you over the mask?
Absolutely. I've got a neighbor who was driving down the street the other day, and she was in her car, and some guy, she missed the light, and she got at the light, and this person pulled up beside her, rolled down their window, and yelled at her for not wearing a mask. And and putting their life in danger because she wasn't wearing a mask. Well, she was in her car with the windows rolled up. What the hell? this is stupid. It really is stupid.
Yeah, and the main reason, bacterial pneumonia. And the Georgia Guidestones is the most blatant evidence that if you have people – oh, you guys are just a conspiracy theorist. I'm like, okay. Elberton, Georgia, 2 hours east of Atlanta. You want evidence? We've got it. Georgia Guidestones. It's there. Keep humanity's population at 500 million. That means 7 billion have to die.
Mm-hmm.
So when they're, the liberals are asking for the evidence. They're calling you conspiracy theorists, just pulling out the Georgia Guidestones. Like, hey, human sacrifice never stopped. You guys are participating in it with the masks, with the shots, the toxic medications that you guys shouldn't be on. You guys are participating. AIDS was a beta test. The swine flu in 2009, that was a beta test. You guys keep failing
avian flu.
Yeah, as you keep failing the test, guess what? The aggressiveness of taking your rights away is going to get stronger and stronger and stronger. Why? Because you guys keep failing the test, and they know you guys trust doctors. They know that Americans think they have the best healthcare system on the planet, and that's not true. Americans do not live longer than the Japanese people. Japanese live the longest on the planet. They have the most 110-year-olds, and they have a 90- and 100-year-old marathon running division in Japan. You can actually Google it right now. A 100-year-old person that runs marathons in Japan.
Yep. I actually had an uncle who was running, who was taking part in weightlifting until he hit 94, and at 94 he actually won 3 world records.
Weightlifting. Wow. Yeah, that's fascinating. It's just they interviewed those 100-year-olds and 110-year-olds. They're not on big pharma. They're not taking a ton of medication.
And they're still healthy.
Yeah. And talk to your local oncologist, your local cancer doctor. Because if they start going into fasting, dry fasting, water fasting, state and medical board can take their license away, just like that. That's like a snap of a finger. See, Big Pharma is reinforced with your state medical boards, with your your local universities and the influence of the pharmaceutical representatives that visit your doctors to sell the newest drug that they have available. Yeah.
You know, and information like this thing with America's Frontline Doctors, you know, one of the things they talk about was the experimental vaccine that they're trying to push on us now, and that's all it is, just experimental, uses new technology never used before in a vaccine. Says all current and past vaccines use antigens, something the body detects as foreign to us. In total contrast, some of the COVID-19 vaccines are modified RNA to program ourselves to make an antigen. Instead of giving us the antigen, they're programming themselves to make them, which means that they're going to continue to make them every time they think they see something. It's going to be hard to shut that down.
Absolutely, because it's Robert F. Kennedy is one of the biggest fighters against the vaccine I've ever seen. Robert F. Kennedy, the family member of John F. Kennedy. And JFK, they sealed his autopsy report for 50 years. See what they do?
Oh, yeah.
They do corruption. They do deadly, evil things, and then they want to seal the evidence for 50 years.
Oh, yeah.
And the American people allowed them to get away with it. Now, and I think it's mainly because they don't know what's going on. So the mainstream media, who's their biggest sponsors of the mainstream media? When you look at these TV shows and nightly news, it's Big Pharma and the fast food industry. They own the mainstream media.
Yep.
So it all goes back to Wall Street. Wall Street are a bunch of Luciferians and Satanists at the elite level. I'll never blame your secretary or anything like that. But at the elite level, they're out to kill a lot of people, transfer power. And they better hope that China doesn't betray them, because I could tell you, you know, they're putting a lot of stock in the Arabs, in the Chinese, in the Russians. Oh, Russia, in 1990, Russia left the New World Order. That's why they're so mad at Russia. I forgot that too. Yeah, 1990, Russia left the New World Order. Because the Russian Revolution, that was done by people, by elitists that was in this country. They did the Russian Revolution and overthrew
the other thing that they're doing that's totally different from anything that they've ever done before is when they came out with the polio vaccine. When the polio vaccine, the depth for that reached, I think, something like 20 or 40, they stopped it. And I'm not sure if it was polio or one of the other vaccines, but when the depth caused by it reached 40, they stopped to find out what was going on. Well, the depth for these COVID ones is well over 4,000 people now, and they're still going like nothing's wrong.
Well, see, soft kill. See, the reason, and that's another part what they do too with the psychological operation. They'll stop it. Like there was Vioxx was one of the drugs that was famous for killing people.
Yeah.
They stopped the Vioxx. So they have to present this image that, hey, we stopped it. But what they really did was they're saying, hey, we have a policy where we want to kill people softly. We don't want people dying too fast. So that polio vaccine version and that Vioxx medication was killing people too quickly. You see the psychological part about it?
Now 4,000 deaths.
They want the toxic ingredients to hurt you, but slowly. They don't want it hurting you too quickly. But on this situation, they completely don't. They don't care at all in this situation.
They don't care at all, and the deaths are not coming fast enough.
Yeah, and it's the same thing with an asthma inhaler, for example. Yes, it does relieve symptoms. It doesn't cure you of asthma. Apple cider vinegar cured me of asthma like 14 years ago. It was apple cider vinegar, the organic one. But the the asthma inhaler, it has side effects, and it comes with steroids, prednisone as well. So part of that is also, hey, it's a soft kill. Every year you go to get the flu shot, you're slowly making your body more and more toxic every year with the flu shot. When and like I said, I went over to one of the biggest secrets of all time is airborne viruses don't exist. It's all about the immune system, and people are not going to believe you on that, and that's why I have this 800-page book that goes into the fact that airborne viruses don't exist. And so because without the airborne viruses, think about it, there is no COVID-19 vaccine. There is no flu shot. There is no MMR, measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine causing autism in children since the mid-90s.
Absolutely.
You have none of that. Airborne viruses don't exist. You're not gonna need those shots. What is it, 90
nope.
shots for an infant now? I can't keep track.
No, they've been, and it seems like, you know, and the infants are the most healthy of us all. They've got the most active immune system of all of us. That they're giving them all these vaccines that supposedly are going to help them, but in the long run, it doesn't. They're getting all kinds of these diseases, their childhood diseases that were never around before. But since they start with these vaccines with the kids, they've got them, like ADHD and my mind just went blank on them, but there's a whole bunch of them.
And then Ronald Reagan, too. See, the thing about Ronald Reagan's a big player in this, too. And I was hearing in around the time of 1980 was when the country was infiltrated. 1986, he gave the vaccine manufacturers, they are immune from prosecution due to a 1986 law that Ronald Reagan signed. He made the vaccine companies immune from prosecution.
And I think that's wrong. But the one thing that I found out this week, and this is through the America's Frontline Doctors, is that the companies that make vaccines are not liable for anything that can go wrong, and things will go wrong. But if your employer makes you take the vaccine just to keep working and you get sick and something happens, they are liable. The employers are.
Great. That's nice. Yeah, I think South Dakota passed a law that it was either North or South Dakota. South Carolina was reviewing it too. It was on the docket in Indiana too, that employers cannot require their employees to get vaccinated. I think in Indiana, the big pharma was fighting against it. And so I think it's off the docket in Indiana, but I do believe North or South Dakota passed it into law that you cannot require a vaccine. That's a big issue too. And then I think they also want to ban the Bible. I think they want to ban printed Bibles. Remember that movie, The Book of Eli? The Book of Eli with Denzel Washington? He had the last printed Bible. It was in the language of Braille. He was blind.
Yeah.
He had the last printed Bible on earth because they had burned all the Bibles. So that's – and think about Canada, that church in Canada. Remember they put the fence around it? They built the fence around the church?
Yeah, the one I've been listening to is that pastor that was arrested, and he was handcuffed in the middle of a busy highway because he had was having the services. Well, you know, that's getting mighty close to home.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, he had. I tell you, that's and it kind of reminds me of the Book of Revelation. Now I do think the mark of the beast, the Pentagon announced a microchip that you can implant in your body that will detect COVID-19, airborne viruses. I think that's going to be your mark right there.
Well, that's one thing I would do because they're talking about putting the chip in your forehead, your hand, or your wrist, and that's the two pieces of the Bible that's where it would be. And, I can do it.
And that sounds like banking industry. Like you can't buy or sell without the mark. That sounds like it's either a banking industry practice or that's just straight up law. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yep, absolutely. And that's what they're trying to do. And they're trying to get rid of the Bible. They're trying to get rid of churches because that is where the people will get the strength. It's not through government. It's not through laws, it's through the Bible and through going to church and learning to resist all of this. And governments don't want us to know this stuff. They don't want to listen to church and believe in God because that's an entity that they can't control. They don't like that. They want to be in control. They don't want God to be in control. They want to be in control themselves.
Yeah, and if you're a Satanist, of course you don't want people going to church and reading the Bible.
Yeah,
if you're a straight up Satanist, you worship Satan. Satan demands a human sacrifice all day long.
Yeah.
And they actually believe Satan's going to bless them with a blessing too. They believe that too. See, everything is inverted. They believe Jesus Christ is the bad guy, Satan's the good guy. Lucifer, they don't even refer him to Satan. Maybe it's referred to him as Lucifer, that Lucifer is the good guy. They have everything just totally inverted and perverted. They perverted everything.
Well, that's in Revelations too, is in the end time, everything right will become wrong, everything wrong will become right. Well, that's exactly what we're living today. People, if you're right on something, you're automatically wrong. So it's
Antifa, it's gonna be you gotta have your shock troops. I mean, you gotta have Antifa. You gotta have those guys. And that's another thing. They could be taking baseball bats to people's heads, if you refuse to get a vaccine shot.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Especially if you're in a state like New Mexico or California or New York or something like that where, the governor decides that she or he is totally in charge of the people and they can make you do whatever they want you to do. And, it's like the governor here, I very seldom will ever name her because she's not worth naming. She's a tyrant, and that's all there is to it. And I actually do daily updates like Rush did, video updates, and I do them Monday through Thursday. And I've sent about 4 or 5 of them to her because they go completely against her. And I'm surprised she hasn't sent somebody to, because I live here in Albuquerque, so I'm not really out in the middle of nowhere like I used to be when I was in Indiana. I lived in Jamestown, and I could sit out there, and I was pretty much in the middle of nowhere. And so it gave me a little bit of safety. But here I'm, sitting in Albuquerque. I'm right in the middle of it. And here I am sending our tyrant governor videos that say that she is completely wrong and everything that she's doing. I'm surprised they haven't come to get me.
Yeah, it's a wacky future, and they're putting all of their stock in China, and don't be surprised if Israel falls because. There's a lot of people got vaccinated in Israel. Don't be surprised if Western Europe doesn't fall either.
I'm hoping they don't, because they've shown pretty good stamina to keep themselves going so far. But I'm starting to run out of time. We're coming down to the last few minutes of the show. I'm really glad that you called. And I'm actually glad you live in Indiana. That's a good state to be in these days.
Absolutely. Yeah, you'll survive the New Mexico. You'll survive out there, no worries.
Oh, yeah. We've already got one person who's running for governor who is a Republican, and he believes in the Constitution and all this stuff, and he's really been advertising. So hopefully we'll get rid of this tyrant that we have in the next election. And we've even got Republicans running for the mayorship of Albuquerque and Santa Fe, which haven't had a Republican mayor in eons now. I mean, it's been a long time since either city has had a Republican mayor. We've already got Republicans running, so hopefully we can get some in here. Because the state definitely needs them. Get rid of these tyrants we have in here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But you have yourself a good night. Nice talking to you.
Okay. Nice talking to you. God bless you.
Mm-hmm. Right. You too.
Okay. I started this whole show with this stuff from the America's Frontline Doctors, and they 10 things here that they list as being 10 medical facts regarding COVID-19 experimental vaccines. And I mentioned a couple of them. Number one is they're not acting like vaccines according to common definition of a vaccine. The experimental vaccine only lessens the symptoms. Well, they're not a vaccine for one thing. It's a gene therapy is all it is, because they haven't tested it. They haven't checked out, because usually testing and checking of a vaccine takes years. And this hasn't. The number 31 on there says, do not need to be vaccinated if you already contracted COVID-19. But that's not what Fauci says. That's not what Biden is saying. All these other people are saying you need to be vaccinated, but you're vaccinated, you still need to wear a mask, and you still need social distance. So what the hell's the difference? What's the reason for it then? Number four is the experimental vaccine uses new technology before used in a vaccine. Number five, the vaccine may make you sicker than if you hadn't taken it, especially for the elderly. And there is where that article from Eric Clapton came in. He got sick when he took the vaccine. He's close to 70 now, if not over 70. Number six is inflammation of the placenta of pregnant women who received the vaccine have been reported. Then it says, caution if you desire future pregnancies. They're getting rid of childbearing with this. Number seven, they are effective, safe, affordable prevention and treatment medication for COVID-19. This lady, this whole thing, says during the pandemic, well over 250 studies have shown that hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, the safe, effective, affordable medication, and she actually went so far as to say it is best if you can get hold of hydroxychloroquine and keep it in your medicine cabinet. She also says additional supplements include vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, quercetin. All have been found to be beneficial in the treatment of COVID. As deaths due to COVID-19 simply do not justify the use of any experimental vaccines. Number eight, number nine, it says the known risks of vaccines can be serious, and there are people who have died. 4,000, over 4,000 of them have died because of it. And number 10, the experimental vaccine should be compared to other therapeutic medications to accurately determine the risk versus benefits. and they're not doing that. You talk against the vaccine, which I did one Saturday on my update that I posted on YouTube, and I got knocked off of YouTube for that. And I was off there for about a week and a half, and then they said I'd come back, but they'll be watching me. And if I have one more strike against me, I lose my YouTube account. Well, I don't really give a dang. YouTube is pretty much gone now, at least with some of the things that I've put out last week, that I'm still there. But that you want to go to a good site that has a lot of great information on this. It's America's Frontline Doctors, and that's all one word, .org. They've got all kinds of stuff there for you. They got, like I said, their mission statement, frequently asked questions, volunteers, careers, contact us, citizens, or issue briefs, civil liberties, vaccine bill of rights, medical disinformation. And then there's a thing about news. There's a legal thing you can talks about masks and the law, vaccine and the law, videos and articles. Then there's a whole thing on COVID-19. It is a great site. Go to it. You'll learn a lot of stuff about COVID that the government will never let you know about. But I'm down to the last 90 seconds of the show. We are glad that everybody was here bringing a boy, a guy from Indiana that called and talked. And my other phone calls are in there. We are glad that you guys were here. We will be back again next week with our next week's show on Friday. Tomorrow is Tomorrow is Vincent Brown, if he's feeling well again, because he was sick last week. But Vincent Brown with Black by Color Only. And on Sunday will be America by Design with our uncle Bing Fisher. And I'll be back, and I'll have Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, and then next Friday will be my next show. But God bless you all. God bless our troops. God bless America. And remember, we will not be ruled, folks. And have a great day, and God bless you all. See you next.